Back.
Clap
Welcome
it
back to
in.
the Outside Noise Show. Trevor talks, Eddie eats. We're here
Welcome
again. This is
back to the Outside
episode
Note.
12,
12.
if I'm not mistaken. Episode 12, and we got a banger. We got at least one new segment,
I think we got a
and we got a
couple new
draft this week.
segments.
Oh, this is going to be. I'm excited for this one, Edward.
Yeah, we spent some
But.
time kind of dialing in some new segments here. No guests today. But we have Trevor Talks, who just came back from Cabo. Do you have anything to wrap it up from your Cabo time?
I love Cabo. I'm a big Cabo guy. That's my first time going. I don't know if I mentioned this the last show, but first time going since I was a little bit of baby, little bitty baby, and I just had a great time. I really enjoyed myself. I love the beach. It's so nice. Like it was almost like a summer preview because it was warm every day. The ocean, it wasn't like warm tropical where I felt like I was like in a different country. It felt like California in summer, where pretty much all the time that even in the summer it's got that little bit of a bite to it. But it still feels really good. And that was what the water was like there. So it just got me excited for summer. It got me excited for Cabo. I don't know. I loved it. It was a great time.
So when I talked to you, you had about 2 days left. How was the mental slash physical state those final 2 days? Because it's kind of hard. You get beat up the first few days.
Yeah, so I took one night where I didn't go out. I slept for 14 hours. And then besides that, I was good. I remember but the last night. We didn't even really drink. We were just dancing very hard. Me and
Nice.
three of my buddies, we were dancing extremely hard, very limited, very like maybe two or three drinks the whole night, and just really leaving it on the dance floor. We had a lot of different moves out there. So one of them that I like was the field goal. So we had a
Okay.
snapper, we had me as the holder, and then my buddy Corbin kicked the field goal, and one of my buddies was the field goal post. And then so inside of Senior Frogs, we were doing that move. So we had to clear a pretty large area. It was great.
After the third or fourth time, did the move hit the same as the first time in Senor Frogs, would you say? Or was it a
So
one-time
yeah,
move?
no. We did that one, yeah, at least three or four times. I think, in my opinion,
Because like the shock value on the first one is probably great. Everyone's like, whoa, this is a cradle new, need some space for it. After the second time, I think they're like, oh, they did it again. After the third time, I don't know. I don't even know what I would do. And I would love that kind of a thing.
so the great thing about Senior Frogs is there's always new people cycling through. So that would be an issue if it was the same people, but for the most part, I think we had new people kind of seeing it every
It was a
time
whole new
because it was
audience.
exactly. They were all fired up, but that wasn't even, we had a lot of moves. They were just happy we were there. We were doing the everyone gets pointed at move. We were doing the Macarena. We were doing craps. So one guy would go down because we're on top of the stage. One guy would go off the stage to a table and be the dealer. And then we'd pretend to push all the chips in and be like, yeah. Or like blackjack. It was crazy. We'd roll the
These are
dice. I would
awesome
ask everyone to
moves.
blow on the dice for me and I'd throw it and they'd be like, yeah.
These are almost like
There's a button.
touchdown celebrations, like you're just practicing in
More
Senor
touchdown
Frogs.
celebration. More, I'd say if there was a spectrum. And at one end was touchdown celebrations, and the other end was contemporary dance moves. We were definitely more towards
I
touchdown
feel like it. I
than
love it.
contemporary. But it was great. Plenty of
Trevor,
moves. I
you
had
got
some.
to teach me some of these next time we go out. I'm just and I want to try some of these out.
I'd be happy to, Edward.
Can you
I
describe
got more coming up with.
to me the point at everybody moves? It seems simple, but are you really pointing at everybody?
Okay, so I'm gonna set the scene. So you're in the club, you're in Senor Frogs, in Mandala, in La Vaquita, in Squid Row, wherever you like want to be, in your hometown bar even. And you try and find an elevated surface because you want to be seen. That's a big part of this dance move is being seen by the public. And you get up, and obviously you can't yell because the music's blasting, the bass is going, your head's bopping, but your goal and your only goal is to point at every single person in the club. And that's a great move because it gets everyone involved and
And they
everyone
feel
is
like
kind
they're
of wanting to be
seen.
pointed at.
They feel like
Everyone's
they're seen.
important.
Trevor, you know what's funny is you sent into our one of our Snapchat group chats. Now that I'm thinking about it, a video was sent of you doing the move, pointing at
Pointer
everybody,
Brothers. Pointer
Pointer
Brothers.
Brothers, and it was sent from someone random. So Trevor
No.
wanted,
So I gave someone my phone in the crowd. I'm like, film this. And
yeah. So
yeah.
you gave someone random your phone to film me doing the pointer move.
Yeah, so,
so we ended up
had to take a little risk there. Had to take a little bit of a risk there to get that content, but it was a big move. And I also said it because
did a great job
that move is actually from a TV show with Tim Robinson, the characters Tim Robinson, and that's they pointed everybody. And but that's what the move was derived from. It was inspired by that move on the show. And yeah, great move. Another one of my favorite moves was we did Rock Band. So I played drums. My one friend was playing the. And these are all air, so air drums. My other friend was playing the air saxophone, air guitar, and whatever other. I forget the other one. But we were doing crazy things, and there were people were the actually the Senor Frog staff took a selfie stick video of us doing that. And I had a sick drum solo at the end where I ended it on the beat drop, and then it was pretty nuts. That was a crowd favorite, I think.
He sounds so fun. Yeah. And this is on the last night when you're just having a couple of drinks, just kind of casually. Maybe you had more mental capacity to really think about these touchdown celebrations / dance moves to really get creative.
Yeah. No, it was locked in and just – I was just trying to enjoy myself, you know, get a good sweat going, kind of a workout. Also, maybe – and this is kind of – this is something I'm pretty excited about. Unknowingly, I did a caffeine detox while in Cabo because they gave us actually these teas that were like 150 milligrams of caffeine, like whatever, like it was called like weird tea or something, kind of like a yerba mate. But they gave us those and I just never drank them. I just never really needed it. I was having fun all the time. I always had something to do. And I unknowingly did a caffeine detox, except for that last night I drank a little bit of that tea, like half of one. And maybe
and
that
really got you going.
Maybe, but also I think I was just ready to dance. I think I was just ready to get out there and do my moves.
This is just crazy coming from you because you love caffeine. You always talk about it on the show. Mm-hmm. Whenever I'm with you, you're always down to caffeine. Now I think, do you realize now, like, because I never really have caffeine, why I want to have like a half a Celsius, I'm going ballistic. I think that's like
the
tea. And that was just after a little bit of detoxing from caffeine. Imagine a whole like 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, and then you go and you have a half a Celsius or half a coffee. I'm kind of trying to do coffee over Celsius now, but have a coffee.
Yeah.
And then you go out and then you're just dancing like a madman.
Yeah, so I'm fully in on that now. Besides that half tea that I had, I haven't drank caffeine since then. So I'm off it, you know? And it wasn't like hard. I think it was more just a routine thing where I was like, okay, like wake up, work out, come back, drink like a Celsius or something and go study. And it just kind of got my mind like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And I'm a very kind of routine guy. Like I like
You don't need it, especially after you stop doing it for a while. You don't need it.
No, and I do get the time where I'm like kind of like brain foggy, and I'm already kind of ADD, so I felt like it was kind of nice because it at least like mentally I thought like, okay, now that I drink a Celsius, I'll be more focused. But no, I mean, I think it was a little bit placebo,
you could say.
Yeah, something like that. But even if it helps, it helps. But yeah, now I'm off of caffeine, and
back
I don't plan on going back. I don't plan on going back anytime soon.
Good. Good man. Well, that's awesome. Well, you were in Cabo. We had a Cabo themed party at my fraternity and had all the same stuff that you've been talking about. Squid Row, mango deck signs. We brought a bunch of sand in the house. It was pretty cool. So it was a little slice of life back to Cabo after, I mean, I was only there about 2 weeks ago, but it was fun to get a little of that vibe back. Another interesting thing that happened over the last week is we had an eclipse. I didn't see it at all. Did you see it at all? Or did you even
attempt
to see it?
I found out about it at like 4 p.m.
The day
I think it happened at 11 here. Like 5 hours after. I was like, oh, an eclipse. And then I Googled it and
Did you not hear about it the week leading up to it? I feel like it was everywhere on the news and all
over
social media.
I disregarded it if I did. I don't know. I'm not
just
really
right
an eclipse
back of the
guy.
Brain.
I'm not really an eclipse guy.
Okay,
I don't know. I think as I age, I will enjoy it more. I think once I get older, I'll be like, that's really cool. But as of now, in my life right now, that doesn't really have a big effect on me. You know?
That's fair. No, that's fair.
I don't know if that's like a pompous thing to say or like it, but I don't know. I didn't really.
Well, I mean, the next one won't be for another like 20 years. But one of the cool things that I found out about the eclipse is when it covers the sun, right? And it gets dark, the animals all go quiet, right? And then because they think it's night, so they're all confused. And then when the moon leaves and the sun comes back up, they think it's morning. So they like all the birds do their morning songs and their morning chirps and stuff because they're like, oh, it's more because they're just so confused. They don't know what's going on. So they were like, we just had a nighttime. And then they wake up and they give their whole morning song spiel.
Did it get that dark?
Yeah, dude. It gets like not in California, but where it's called the Path of Totality. In that segment, it gets like fully dark. Like it's like you can see the stars. Whoa. It's like black sky, night sky.
See, I think that would be different. I think if I was in that zone, that would be different. Because here, I saw pictures and it was like kind of like a little bit of the sun was taken away or something.
I didn't even go outside to go even check it out because it was so.
I also didn't have moon goggles or whatever that you wear.
Eclipse glasses.
I was kind of screwed from the jump.
Yeah, you were. But
made me feel better that I missed it.
Yeah, I remember back in 2017, I had the glasses, and we weren't in the Path of Totality or whatever, but you could definitely see it. But I think one day it would be cool to go travel and see one of those in real life, the fully one where it totally blacks out.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool. A whole different deal. That's a whole different deal than just a little mini one. Yeah, like in California,
kind of cool to see
we didn't see much.
Like how you're saying animals go quiet, kind of maybe go to the jungle and see that.
Yeah. That would be nuts.
Just like,
go quiet, what? And then it would just go get crazy. Because that would be pretty cool. Yeah. Some other pretty interesting news. We had two national championships crowned. We had South Carolina and UConn over the weekend. UConn won last night against Purdue and Zach Edey, and South Carolina took down Caitlin Clark. Do you have any?
So my rage of the week is tied. I'm not going to say how, but my rage of the week is a little bit tied to this.
To the women's game or the men's game?
Honestly, neither.
Oh,
kind of.
Okay. But it is tied.
Very cool. I didn't watch the women's one. I kind of wish I did. I didn't know it was happening. It happened at like noon. So I looked at my phone. It was like 3 PM and it was like Caitlin Clark lost. And I was like, why was it at noon on like a Saturday?
I'm not going to lie, and I can't believe I'm saying this. The women's game might have been more entertaining than the men's game. Other than the men's game had one amazing
dunk.
The men's game had one amazing dunk in it. Like, amazing dunk. Put back dunk.
Edey is nuts. Edey's
nuts.
Dominant.
But the last 10 minutes of that game were very boring.
Nah, the women's game. It was like every UConn game that happened in the last 2 years. It just blows. Boring. Like, blowout.
Boring.
But good for that. And I think... Because at first, I was really against UConn winning again. Obviously, because they beat SDSU last year. But I'm like, you never want to see the same people win, you know, in any sport. But in college, it's kind of cool. Obviously, like I think when Alabama was winning every year, that was kind of annoying. But I think it is tough. Because in college, like you don't keep the same players. It's not like the NFL. Like, obviously, there's like free agency and contracts in the NFL.
Exactly.
Or like professional sports in general. But I think it is pretty cool that they were able to do it 2 years
ago. I think it's really cool. I think it would be really cool to be a student there. To, like, for those 2 years.
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
But then it's not even that cool. Like, the second time, you're like, what? Like, you're already at the top of the world.
It's so cool. They're still freaking out, going crazy.
I know a lot of people that went to Alabama, and I think they took it for granted. Like, imagine how much better it would have felt for UW students if you guys won the national championship.
Well, yeah.
Compared to Alabama.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
You guys were right there. You were in the national. It was like SDSU last year. We were in the national championship for basketball. Yeah. You guys, like,
true.
So, I don't know. That's the only thing where I wish another school could have that.
Yeah. I do like that point. I do like Dan Hurley, their coach. He goes on Pardon My Take a lot. I like to listen to him.
He's funny.
He's a good guy. I really like his son on the team.
Yeah. He dribbled it out, right?
He dribbled it out. Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's cool. Pretty cool moment for them. Some news in Nashville, you could call it. Morgan Wallen arrested.
Yeah, he's a dork. I can't stand him.
He threw a chair off of the top of Eric Church's bar and it almost hit two cops and he was arrested. And I'm a little bit scared because he's supposed to be performing at Stagecoach in less than a month.
He'll be fine for that.
I hope so, dude. I don't know. He could pull some like, I need to like go on some sobriety like...
No.
Weird retreat. I could see that.
Look at his mugshot. It looks like he cared at all.
Yeah, he was probably hammered in his mugshot.
Still, if you get arrested, I don't care if you're hammered or not. You're laughing.
That's true.
Yeah,
he can just pay bail and hopefully he'll be fine. But I'm a little
he'll
bit
be
nervous.
Fine. He'll get a great lawyer. He's gonna be okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's all right. I don't know. I'm kind of over that guy.
Yeah, Trevor's a big Morgan Wallen guy. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just kind of, I like this first.
He sings too many, what, breakup songs for your,
this is, yeah. Yep. That's it. I kind of forgot what, okay. What was his most recent album? That was like 36 songs. It's like Everything I Love or something like that. I don't know. His most recent album was a joke. I listened to that. I was driving up. I had like an hour and a half drive. I listened to like most of the songs. Every single song was a breakup song. I don't, like, who is okay in this? They're pretty okay songs. And like, some of them are great. Some of them are really good songs. But I'm like, bro, you have nothing else? It's 36 songs. I swear 30 of them are breakup songs. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I mean, obviously, I don't think he's like writing most of them. But still, dude, like, just write about something else. It's 30, like, I'd get it if it's like a 9 album little EP and you're like, oh shoot, I don't know, I'm just kind of bummed out this week. 36 songs. Give me some variety. Give me something else to grab onto. I mean, I don't know.
That's fair.
But also, musician. I respect the guy.
I enjoy the music. They do sound a lot alike, some of his songs. However, I think they're all really good.
It's like a formula. And it's like a formula. It's like people like this. It's like da-da-da-da.
It works.
But he also is very, very, very talented. He's really good. Yeah, he's one of the biggest people in country for a reason.
Sorry if there was a little pause in the audio there. Ben Daddy just called her way right through Do Not Disturb. And I just told her to stop calling through my Apple Watch, but she went right through that barrier of Do Not Disturb. Anyways, we got the Masters coming up. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I'm very excited for the Masters. Because I watched, this was one of my raves a couple weeks ago, was the Full Swing show. And it got me fired up for the Masters. It got me pumped. I mean, I don't think I've ever honestly watched a full golf tournament ever. But I plan on watching this one. I'm going to do my best. Because it's kind of tough because it's 4 days. So
really
it's
tough. Sunday's easy to watch. Sunday's easy to watch.
But I want to watch the beginning. I want to see like the movement.
It's fun.
I kind of want to bet it.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of different stuff to bet, too. There's like matchups and
like top 20.
Because then even if your guy's not winning, you're still a guy like in the hunt trying to get top 20, you know?
Exactly. But yeah. I don't know if we'll do that. But I definitely will watch it because I think it's going to be
Tiger
so cool.
Woods
I've been watching a lot of things.
Back.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I'd be very surprised. But I mean, he won in 2019, but it's 5 years ago. Like, that's still, he's gotten five years older since then. But
I don't know. Yeah.
It'd be cool to see him. It'll be interesting to watch him.
Yeah.
Even if he's just in the hunt for a little bit, if he's like kind of climbed the leaderboard, like that would be cool.
He just brings a lot of excitement to the sport. I think it's good for the Masters in general for him to be playing in it.
Totally. And his new brand, it looks sick. Tiger brand, it looks really good. It's crazy not seeing it in Nike, but
I know.
It looks super good. Oh, yeah. But, I mean,
see
when you're that big, you might as well just make your own stuff. Tiger's, and he did so much for Nike. Oh my god!
Yeah.
Did you see that chip in on the Masters with like the Nike logo perfectly turned as it?
Well, he basically made Nike golf. I don't think Nike golf is even really a thing anymore. I don't think they really make golf balls or anything because they were a brand for a while.
They do apparel and stuff. Like I think Scottie Scheffler, he's sponsored by Nike.
I think they do apparel, but they don't do like golf because they used to do like golf clubs and like golf balls and golf gloves. I don't think they do that really anymore.
Yeah, but, I mean, I don't know. I think it just depends on the deals. Because at the end of the day, they just slap a Nike logo on whatever. You know, like those balls playing. I don't think Nike, like, forged them in the earth. And like, I think they probably just kind of figured it out. And like, all right, Nike logo.
But did you see what Tiger Woods is doing in order to prepare for the Masters?
Yeah, he's celibate. Which is pretty good for him, because he's had some issues with that.
He's had some addictions in the past. But people have been saying... People have been saying that he used to win with that, so it's interesting now that he thinks that that's something that could be bad for his game.
Yeah, but I think maybe you have to think about it, like, he had a lot more talent back then, like a lot more like natural ability back then, where now he's like, I gotta give this everything I have. Where
everything
in like the 2000s and 2010s, he'd like partying, just do whatever he wanted, just winning tournaments.
True. Now he can barely walk the course, so he's got to use that energy to walk the course.
Yeah, I think he just wants to be more focused. And even if it's just a mental thing where he's like, I'm all in on this. Because he played in the, what was that tournament called? Like, it was like an M, what's that car brand?
Mercedes?
No, not Mercedes. He played in this He played in this tournament a couple months ago. It didn't even make the cut. It was bad. And yeah. I think he needed something where he's like, okay, like, I'm going to come full force, give us everything I got.
Yeah.
But, yeah, golf tournament or the Masters would be sick.
Way to go. Okay. Now we have a new segment for the very first time.
Oh,
the
yes.
Gooby Google's Google It segment.
Gooby's Google It segment. So this is a segment where me and Edward each prepared four questions for each other via Google. Oh, three?
I have three.
You said you had four. Okay, that's fine. So three questions each. That'll probably be better for time anyway. So we each Google three questions, and we're going to ask each other. So my questions are questions that kind of are number answers. I guess they both are number answers. I don't know. I mean, people will see. We'll see how it goes.
My questions are how – yeah, mine is how long can you survive eating blank? So I can start first.
Okay, yeah.
So Trevor talks. How long can you survive eating only coconuts?
Oh, so this is the whole coconut, like the inner husk or the inner
the whole coconut. You get the coconut
water.
You get coconut.
This is a good question. So this is kind of like you're stranded on an island.
Yeah, that was my thought process behind it. I was like, what's something that would be realistic? Coconut.
Oh, only coconuts. I'm going to say 68 days.
You came in hot with that first six. It's 6 months.
6 months?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, I was way off.
Mm-hmm.
Six months.
Human
what
body
happens at the
tested.
End of the 6 months?
That's a good question. I didn't quite get that. I think it's just you. There's certain nutrients that. Oh, actually, I did find out. There's a nutrient in somewhere in like your liver or something that you can store for a really long time. But once you run out of it, the coconut doesn't have that nutrient in it. So then you become nutrient deficient in that certain nutrient.
Huh. Because
there's a lot of different nutrients that your body like needs to survive, and a lot of them can be stored for a while. But eventually you run out. So, yeah, coconuts will provide you 6 months of life.
Interesting. All right. Well, I think that gives me a good base for the next few questions.
Okay,
Eddie. So for you, I have the question, how many times has there been a repeat Super Bowl champion? So, like, they won in 72 and 73,
mm-hmm.
or, you know,
mm-hmm.
81 and 82.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I know the Packers have done it. I think the Cowboys have done it. I know the Niners have done it. And the Patriots have done it. And I bet there's one other team that's done it that I can't remember. I'm going to say five teams. It has happened five times.
It has happened nine times.
Nine
times.
Wow.
So the Steelers did it in the first and second Super Bowl. Or no, sorry, the Packers did it in Super Bowl 1 and 2.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Dolphins did it in 7 and 8. The
I wouldn't
Steelers did it in Super Bowl IX and X. The Steelers did it again in XII and XIV. And the Niners did it. Cowboys did it. Broncos did it. Patriots, Chiefs.
Broncos. Oh, the Chiefs. What am I thinking? Oh, the Chiefs just did it. Oh,
yeah, yeah. So nine, which is pretty nuts.
Okay.
And only one team's done it twice, which is the Steelers.
Yeah. That was a really good question.
Yeah,
I should have thought a little harder on it.
I wouldn't have gotten that one. All right.
Okay. Coming at you for number two. How long could you survive off eating just iceberg lettuce? But, like, you also get water. Like, you get water, but, like, iceberg lettuce. How long do you survive?
Oh. Does lettuce have any calories? I feel like
lettuce. It's up to you to decide.
So iceberg lettuce. Is that different than other lettuce?
Or just some lettuces like
lettuce
spinach have more. But just think about like a normal like romaine or like iceberg lettuce. Yeah.
I'm going to say month and a half. Give me a month and a half. Lock me in.
Great answer. Great answer. The answer is between 3 and 8 weeks. So that's right about a month and a half.
Hey, there we go.
That's
all right.
Dialed.
We're heating up.
And what they say is that you'll either have a vitamin A overdose or you will just not have enough nutrients to survive.
Yeah. It's like what are you getting? Are you even getting like carbs?
You're getting no carbs. You're basically just water. That's why it's so hard. But there's a little bit of nutrients in there, but
yeah.
Not enough to sustain you. Yeah.
Well, good question. I needed that. After that last, I was off by like a lot of months. Okay, for you, what is the longest someone has ever held their breath?
Okay, I think it's a pretty crazy number. I'm pretty sure it's held by David Blaine. And I want to say it's something crazy. Like 42 minutes.
So this was done by a free diver named, what's his name? I don't know, whatever. He's from Croatia. 24 minutes and 37 seconds. Mm.
So I just swapped the 4 and the 2 there.
Yeah. Huh. But he was 24. 56 years old when he did that, which is pretty wild.
Has David Blaine not held his breath longer than that?
His name is Budimir Sobat from Croatia.
David Blaine, breath hold. David Blaine did it in 17 minutes is his longest.
Yeah, this guy was 25 minutes. That's nuts.
That's insane. That's.
But he might have passed out.
After two minutes, I'm about to die.
After a minute, I'm sucking. I'm like.
You're right. What am I saying? 2 minutes. After a minute, I'm in the same boat.
Okay, so what do you got for me, Edward? Last question.
Okay, the last one. This is one I've been really excited to ask. Okay. How long could you survive off of eating eggs for the rest of your life?
Oh, gosh.
That was the first one. That was the first one I looked up.
Eggs. So only eggs.
And
okay,
water.
So if you could eat coconuts for 6 months, it'd be okay. Is it indefinite?
It is. It is.
Hey, come on.
It's the rest.
Let's go.
It's the rest of your life. You can live the rest of your life.
It's got like fats. It's got proteins.
It's got everything for you.
Let's
it's got
go.
All the nutrients you need. All the vitamin B's and C's and D's. Yeah. So
okay,
the one thing that they did say that it could have a health, like long-term health effects, but hey, you're not dying because you're not having enough nutrients. That's all I know.
Yeah. Sometimes you get burnt flying too close to the sun.
Yeah, Icarus. Do you know what Icarus is?
Isn't it like the guy like flew to us the sun and his like wings burned off or something like that?
Yeah.
Icarus is also the name of my girlfriend Brooke's dance team. So shout out Icarus.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a cool dance team name.
Uh-huh. Big friends of
it's
the show.
It's also the name
Icarus
of one of the best
team.
Documentary I've ever seen. Icarus documentary on Netflix.
Interesting.
Highly recommend.
All right. Well, I got your last question for you here, Edward. And this kind of goes with maybe a little announcement that you're going to want to throw in here.
Whoa.
What is the greatest distance walked in 24 hours?
Okay, so I know this a little bit because I'm doing the 100,000 steps thing, so that's about 50 miles.
That's on the podcast, have you?
Yeah, I have. Okay. I have, I think. I haven't announced the other thing, but I'm going to...
Let
me just do some quick math on this.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, it's funny. I think I looked this up and the number that they came up with cannot be real. The number that I read was like 150, but that's not real. And I think it's like, it has to be like around like 80 something, like mid 80s to low 80s.
Okay. So according to the Guinness Book of World Records,
it's just like 150 or something crazy, right? There's no way.
Jesse Castinda of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Walked 142 miles.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, that's the stat I saw. I don't think that's possible.
They're saying that he was walking at a 9.5 kilometer per hour pace for 24 hours straight with no breaks for food or toilet.
I guess maybe if you're just that's almost like you're speed walking though. So I guess if you're speed walking for 24 hours, you might be able to get that much. But that's
yeah, just like without stopping
I don't know.
At all.
That's crazy. That's
wild.
Insane. Because like for my 100K challenge, I'm probably gonna get like 60 or something. But yeah, 142 is wild. Yeah, so that is our little new ask random Google or get that was our
Goobies
Google
it segment.
Yes, thank you for saying that's a tough one to say. What do we got here? We got oh yeah, perfect. Rolling into the Eddie Eats segment, or do we want to do our draft?
So draft? First, we have to make a quick mention of the people keeping the lights on for the show this week.
Oh.
Big friends of the show. It is O'Reilly's Auto Parts, where every nut finds its bolt. So thank you, O'Reilly.
O'Reilly's
Auto Parts.
Beautiful. Thank what you, chair? O'Reilly's. Need some nuts and bolts in that chair.
Oh, God.
Sheesh. You might need to take that thing to O'Reilly's.
O'Reilly's.
A look at it.
We'd be good
Put
hands with our friends
WD-40
over.
On there.
Oh, yeah. Be in very good hands with our friends over at O'Reilly's Auto Parts. All right. Powered ahead.
Let's
do the draft.
Let's do a draft.
Yeah. So this is an Eddie Eats draft. So, Eddie, you want to explain this one? Okay, so Eddie gave me this or gave us an idea. We're drafting things you can squeeze with your hands. So this
things
is very
you can
much
your hands.
This is very much open for interpretation, and we're gonna give it our best shot. And I think I got some really good ones, Edward. I think I might have this one in the bag already.
Really? Because I got some good ones too. I got some good ones too over here.
Okay, are we gonna rock paper scissors for who goes first?
Let's rock paper scissors.
Okay, and we're not doing a snake, right? It's just.
Nope, no snake.
Okay, ready?
No snake.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot! Okay, both the scissors. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
Both the rock. We don't do the rock.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot! Oh, I win!
Okay. Trevor had rock, I had scissors.
Alright, so when I think of things I can squeeze with my hands, I think of a lot of things. My mind goes in many directions. There's many things. I use my hands all the time. I think this is actually a question was, what's your favorite body part? I said my hands. So the 1-1 pick, it's tough. That's a lot of pressure because there's countless, endless, infinite things you can squeeze with your hands. And that's why I have to take the best thing to squeeze with your hands, which is lemons. I love lemon juice.
No,
I love citrus.
No way.
I love lemonade. I love it all. I'm taking lemons. 1-1. Was that
I'm
going to
not
one?
Show you the rest of my list. That was the first thing on my list.
Let's go. It was the first thing on my list,
I go
too.
Lemons freshly squeezed.
Oh, thank God. Oh, let's go. Because I almost didn't take it, but I was like, this one.
It's a great pick. Because I squeeze a lemon every single day. Every single day, I squeeze a lemon.
Yeah. No, I use lemons all I put it in. I use lemon juice like 20 minutes ago, making my.
I use it in my salmon. I use it in my drink in the morning and at night. Lemon juice.
Yeah.
Very good for you. Keeps those bad bugs away.
There you go, Edward. All
keeps
right. Well,
the immune system going. Okay, that's a great pick. All right, lemon. I'm going to cross that one off as my number one pick. My second thing on my board. Ready? This one, it's kind of popped right in my brain. There's a lot of things to squeeze in the world. This one, I thought, I love to squeeze it. The bottom of it is super fun to play with. A dog's paw. A dog's paw. Think about when you, like, shake a dog's paw. Like, oh, shake. And it's like you squeeze the dog's paw.
It is cool. Because dogs won't let you touch their paw. So when a dog does, you're like,
yeah.
This is a cool dog.
Oh, I love squeezing. My dog has big old paws, too. Really clean, big paws. And I love the bottom of the paws are like all foamy. It's like that like weird kind of, it's like I don't even know what substance that is. It's like a foamy, rough. It's a really fun thing to grab. And, you know, most of the time you love your dog. So my dog's paw.
That's great. Well, I like that. That's a good, that's honestly, that wasn't on my list, but that's a great pick. It's a really good pick. Okay. With my next pick, I'm all about functionality. I'm a guy who loves functionality, and I want my picks to serve a deep purpose and something I can use over and over again. And what would you use over and over again more than a zip line? I'm taking a zip line. So you hold zip line, and then you go ziplining. And this could even be into a big body of water. I love doing that. That's one of my favorite things, water zipline. So I'm going zipline number two.
See, my brain didn't even process that high.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's amazing. You're holding on for dear life until you go boom into the water. So zipline.
Ziplining is so fun, dude. I used to be really scared of ziplining. Now I'm not anymore. Now I love it.
Yeah, ziplining is sweet.
Ziplining. God, that's good. Okay. My third one, I was only going to do if you took dog's paw, so I'm not going to do that one anymore. So I'll have that as an honorable mention later. Okay. This is another functional one, and I just love playing catch with a lot of things, but playing catch with a mitt, baseball catch, and squeezing that ball when it hits it right in the pocket, and you get that little pop sound, it's a little bit of a different sound, kind of like when you're dapping someone up and you
boom,
yeah, and you like get that little sound that sounds good. It's like that, but with a mitt, and it's just bang. It sounds
that is
good.
So you're saying baseball mitt?
It's so satisfying. Baseball mitt catch, like, but then put in parentheses like the pop, like catch.
Okay.
Like
baseball mitt in parentheses pop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like squeezing it. Like, yeah, I don't know. The girls voting on this might have no idea what that even feels like.
They may not. But that's still good. It's a good pick. I like that pick.
It's okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. This is where it gets dicey. This is my last pick. And this is a pick that I kind of had right away. This is one of the first things that came to my mind because I love doing this. Unless it's a dirty person. But if it's a clean person, a clean individual, and someone that I like, give me a good old-fashioned handshake. I love squeezing some mitt. Mm. This could be a secret handshake. This could even be a handhold with a woman you love or a significant other you love. And I think a hand. Like, there's nothing like either. And this is also, I watched this new Netflix show called The Gentleman, which has been awesome. They have the coolest handshakes. Because typically, when I shake a hand, I go from my body out. But these guys are different, and they're very classy. It's from Britain, or like the United UK and Europe. They go from low around handshake, and I think it looks really cool. I was trying to explain it to one of my roommates, but I'm going to go with a good handshake.
That was on my list, Trev. That was on my list. That was one of my ones I was going to take. Now I'm really stuck here. Does it have to be something that you have squeezed before, or could it be something that you want to squeeze?
No, it can be whatever you want. There's no parameters here. Just whatever you want to squeeze.
Okay, I have mine. An orca whale fin. An orca whale fin. I've always wanted to see an orca whale, and I feel like whales are all cool feeling and like rubbery. And I think that'd be so cool to just hold on to an orca whale fin and have them drag you around in the middle of the ocean.
You think that. You don't know that, though.
I don't know that. I don't know this. But I have felt a dolphin before, and I'm assuming orca whale feels very similar to a dolphin. And I feel like just holding on, squeezing an orca whale while they just fly through the water, and you're just on the back of the orca whale squeezing on. But this would be in nature, of course, and they'd be letting you do this. This wouldn't be in, like, a zoo. This would be out in nature, and they're letting you do this, grabbing on.
They want.
And you're just flying. Or orca whale fin.
That's wild.
That was my third one. That's what I was going to stay away from that one because I didn't want to do two animal ones. That was my third on the board, so that's why I crossed it out originally. But then I had to come right back to it. After the handhold.
Well, that's,
take it away.
We had some of the same ones. Like, we both had lemon. We both had handshake.
I know. I didn't think we were going to have any of the same ones. A couple of my honorable mentions I'm going to have are sand.
I thought sand too. Squeezing sand.
Yeah.
I thought
squeezing
sand
and kind of releasing it. And then a tennis ball. I love tennis.
Mine was
I just
stress
love bouncing
ball.
Tennis
like
balls.
Like a good stress ball. With, like the things pop out. Like the eyes pop out or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then my other one was holding a beer. Squeezing a beer on Friday.
Like a cold beer.
But it's cold beer. I didn't want to be that guy that's, I need my cold beer. I don't know, squeeze my cold beer, you know. But that was one of mine. Okay, are you texting him right now?
They've been sent to the judges for scoring.
I have a feeling there could be another sweep, but I didn't pander whatsoever.
I like a dog's paw. That was not on this. That was good. I said stress ball. Yeah, secret handshake. Yeah, honestly, I kind of hit all my ones I wanted. But a lot of good picks there. I was also thinking the steering wheel of a car. Or more specific, a go-kart steering wheel, because I love to ride go-karts.
Oh.
And then also, like, a football. I love squeezing a football or, like, baseball.
Football. Love squeezing a football. Yeah, baseball.
I was also thinking dumbbell, but, I mean, I don't know if you, like, love to squeeze that, but I do like dumbbell.
I feel like that's more of, like, a, like, the feeling. I don't know.
I don't like squeezing it, but it's, like, something like I feel like I squeeze a lot.
You like doing, but you don't like squeezing. Like if there was just a dumbbell right there in front of you, laying on the ground, and you were sort of squeezing it, like you went, that wouldn't really do anything. It's more the action.
Yeah. But that was one thing I was like, Jim, kind of, but not really.
Yeah.
Well, I think that was a great draft, Edward.
Yeah, that was a fun good one. Job. I was really surprised we had similar things there. Okay. Wow, do we go? Is it Ed Eats section time? I got a lot to break down in the old Ed Eats section.
Let's get right into it then, Edward.
Okay, so one thing that Trev wanted me to talk about, because I mentioned it last week, was the ground beef masher. It's kind of a letdown. It's kind of a letdown.
Okay, I'm glad you said this. Okay, yeah, go on.
And here's why. So there's a couple reasons why it's a letdown. Reason number one is when you're like mashing the meat or whatever, the raw meat gets stuck up in the like prongs and stuff. And then you kind of have a waste of meat, or you have to touch it with your hands. And every time you do it, it keeps getting stuck. So you're losing that meat every time you smash. But I do like how it separates the meat. And then the other thing is you can't scoop with it because it has these prongs. You can't scoop the meat up and put it in your bowl. So I have to then go get my original spatula thing to then scoop it. So at this point, I'm just using the original one because I just rather use one utensil than two. So that's kind of my thought process behind the ground beef masher. It's a great idea, though. It got me enticed.
Edward, I think it's wild you say that. Because when you said ground beef masher, I remember that I had seen one of those on Instagram, and I didn't really put a lot of thought into it, but then I was like, oh, that's cool. And then I also felt like, I'm like, did I remember seeing one in my apartment? And I found one. I don't know whose it is, but I used it. Very underwhelming. Exactly how you said, it gets stuck on the side. It serves no purpose besides mashing the meat. And to be honest, I prefer a nice bamboo wood flat poke like spatula much more, because I think it dices better, and then you can also scoop, like you were saying. I think the ground beef master, huge flop. I don't think it's worth it at all. It I also don't like that it's plastic, because so I don't like using plastic on the stove, because I don't want to be eating plastic. So I think it was a 2.8 experience out of 10.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. And it was very sad, very underwhelming. I was very excited on Easter. My mom was all pumped to give it to me, the ground beef masher, and then it did flop, like you said.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really not fun.
The upcoming things happening in the Eddie Eats world. So, big news coming out April 17th, Wednesday. The 100K step, 100 egg challenge is going down.
That's crazy.
So get ready for that. Get ready for that. I'm very excited. Getting prepared. I'm starting to do extra steps every night. I'm going to do like an extra like 5,000 steps to kind of get my feet ready. I'm doing some feet exercises to make sure my feet don't get tired during the challenge. I'm doing all the preparations necessary to get this challenge done, because I'm not going to fail this challenge. There's no way. I'm not going to bed. Last time for the 10K challenge, I actually went to sleep for a little bit. This one, I think I'm just not going to sleep. I'm just riding it through. So
that's going to be wild. I will not be there because he's going to be doing this up in Seattle. So
yes, this will be taking place in Seattle.
Yeah. So you're going to need some support crew. That's my biggest concern. I'm going to do my best from the wings and from around, but you're going to need some boots on the ground, really giving you what you need.
I will say this will be easier to film by myself than
the 10K.
Than the 10K. For
also,
sure.
Speaking of the 10K, because I know people are waiting on it. It is edited. So the 10K is edited. It is put together. There's just minor tweaks that need to be done, but it's pretty much there. So I hope everyone is waiting with much anticipation, because it's insane. It's really good. It's really funny. It was a lot to edit, just a lot of clips. Learning how to edit was crazy, but it's here. And There's a couple more minor things that need to happen, but
it's on the way.
It's
on the way.
It's getting there.
Heavy lifting has been done. Heavy lifting has been done.
Yeah.
And then the other very, very, very big news. Very big news is that this summer I plan on walking from Seattle to Las Vegas. This is about, if you did it straight, it would take about 16 days. I'm planning on it taking about 22 to 25 days. And a lot of people think I might die because the Vegas stretch outside is just all desert. So that could be very hard in the summer heat.
Where would you plan on sleeping then? Like, is there hotels?
So I bought a one-person floor tent where it can pack up really easily in my backpack. And you basically just like – it's like a little grave tent. You just sleep on your back. And I'll sleep on there whenever there's no hotels. But when there's hotels available, I'm totally going to sleep in hotels because I'm going to need Wi-Fi and stuff to like put out the videos of me going. Because this is going to be like day one, walking to Vegas. Day two, walking from Seattle to Vegas. And a little fun aspect I'm bringing to it is – I still haven't decided yet if I'm going to do like donations or if I'm going to do – I'm going to put my personal money for like every 100th follower or divide every follower I have by 100 and then bet that on red or black. So I haven't really decided what I'm going
to
do with that
yet. So when you get to Vegas, you're going to do some, like a bet, like a big bet.
Yeah. When I get to Vegas, there will be a large bet placed. Huh. But we still haven't decided where the money's coming from, if I'm donating some. If I'm doing my own. So that hasn't been decided yet, but the fact that there will be a big bet getting laid down.
That's epic.
On the roulette table.
That's crazy. What? How'd you get this idea? Because you texted me about it a few days ago.
So here's how I got the idea. I was in the gym and the song came on. I would walk 500 miles, Anna. I would walk 500 more, blah, blah. And then everyone knows just to be the man that walks 1,000 miles, right? So I was like thinking, I'm like, oh my God, like that's such a good challenge. So at first I look up from Seattle to Florida, like cross country, like that'd be crazy.
Like that's 6,000 miles.
Yeah, so that's like not doable. But then I was kind of looking around different places and Vegas happened to be 1,013 miles. And I was like, oh my God, that's perfect. Not only is it perfect for the song challenge, but it's also perfect. I can do this bet thing. And my brain just started churning. Every night I've been gone to sleep, I just keep thinking of like different things I can add to it, what I want to do. Like, yeah. So I'm very excited about this challenge. It's going to be very, very difficult. Sometimes it does scare me at night thinking that I'm going to be sleeping in the woods by myself. But I think I might get a gun or bear spray. Because I think I might really need a gun for a couple of different reasons. If people or bears attack me, or like coyotes or raccoons, I'm going to have to just shoot. I'm just gonna have to shoot it. Yeah, dude. If there's a raccoon that's trying to attack me, I just have to shoot it. But yeah, so I've never shot a gun in my life before, so that's gonna be could be a big change.
But you learn on raccoons.
Also, just to kind of give me peace of mind, you know, in case there's any stranger that's following me or sees the video on TikTok and knows I'm doing this and then tracks me. So just to give me a little peace of mind, have that, a little bear spray, probably a knife, sunscreen, lots
of
water.
Hit it up.
Yeah. So this is kind of what's going on through my brain at night these days, is just kind of thinking about this challenge and how I'm going to accomplish it. And it's going to be one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life, but it's going to be a cool – half the reason I'm doing it is what I've told people. Half the reason I'm doing it is, you know, when you go around in a circle and say a fun fact? I'm going to have the fun fact for the rest of my life. I've walked from Seattle to Vegas, right?
That'll just be very true, Edward.
That'll be my fun fact that I'll have from here until the day I die. So
good.
That'll be something that I'll always have.
That's true.
And it's going to be a long one, but I think when I'm done, I'll be very happy I did it. And there's not going to be another time in my life that I'll be able to do something like this. Maybe if me and Trev continue down this path, maybe I'll just be able to do this for the rest of my life.
Well, yeah, once the Outside Noise show gets a little bit more traction. Once we move up in life from the O'Reillys to the Apples and the DraftKings, maybe.
Yeah. That's crazy. Really fun. I'm going to try to get some sponsors on the way. But yeah, it's going to be fun. Fun time.
Do you think you should like not shave your face the whole time? grow a big old beard.
Sure. Yeah, that day that would be fun. And then maybe shave it in Vegas or something. But
like, just imagine, yeah, also, imagine you at the roulette table, big old beard, just sunburned just like as hell. Just smell like shit.
Just
putting like, I'm putting $1,000 on red.
Oh, it's gonna be more than a thousand. It's gonna be way more than a thousand. But yeah, I just put it on or whatever, just loses. I'm just like, what do I do with my
yeah,
life?
Yeah, it'd be funny if you're like, okay, yeah, like whatever people send me for donations, like I'll use on like hotels and stuff and like how, like what my well being, like sunscreen, and you the whole time you just pocket it so you can put it on the bet. You're like, no. $0 on sunscreen, $0 in hotels. Oh god.
Well, there's two things. One thing I'm going to do, I'm going to put a big stick in my back that's going to have a cardboard sign that's going to have my Venmo on the back that says, I'm walking from Seattle to Vegas. Please help me out. That's going to be one thing I'm going to do. The second thing is I'm hoping that whatever hotel I go to or whatever casino I go to knows I'm coming. And it's been like, they've known I'm coming for a while now. And it's hopefully it's gained some traction. And it's like one of the comments will be that I'll, or one of the things I'll post is like, comment what casino I should go to, and then hopefully some of the casinos would be like, come to ours, like BetMGM or not BetMGM, we know why not BetMGM,
but
Caesars is like, oh, like Eddie Eats, you got to come to Caesars to place the bet, so hopefully they'll know I'm coming.
Yeah, that'd be ideal.
We'll see. So then I show up and they like know what's up. Yeah, they let me film it.
They get you the luxury suite while they're at it.
Yeah. So yeah, that's my summer plans.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And then moved to San Diego right after that.
And then moved to San Diego literally like right after. Because I'm probably going on a grad trip, getting home, doing this walk, and then whenever I'm done, moving to San Diego. So, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well,
that is
the plan.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything else that Eddie said, Edward?
I don't think so. Just a lot of excitement for those two challenges coming up. Hot dish of the week.
Yeah.
Have you got anything?
So this is something that I've had in the shadows for a long time. And honestly, one of my biggest meal choices over the week. I probably eat this stuff like at least 3 or 4 times a week. And it's time. It deserves its due. It deserves its due. Trader Joe's marinated meats are unreal. They are a step above anything that I've ever seen anywhere else. You go to Trader Joe's and they have so many different options. I typically stay with the pesto chicken, the pollo asada, or my favorite. This one is nuts. This one doesn't, it shouldn't be allowed. It's so freaking good. Rosemary beef tips. They're out of this world. You put those, and all you do, and all of these, you just take them, drop them in the air fryer, walk away for 15 minutes, come back, you have your best food of your life. It's perfect meat.
So they are pre-cooked. So you're
not
warming them up? Or are they raw?
Raw meats in a vacuum-sealed package with marinades. So whether that's pesto, whether that's tomato and basil, whether that's rosemary beef tips, pollo asada. And there's even more than that. It's so good. If you take the pollo asada in specific, or not the pollo asada, the rosemary beef tips in specific, put those in an air fryer at 400 for 10 minutes. It is the best thing ever. And it's so easy. It's great.
I think I know where I'm walking to this week. I'm going to go walk to Trader Joe's and get me some rosemary beef tips.
Crazy good. It's probably about two to three servings, depending on how much you like at one time. So good. Yeah, I mean, you're probably hammering. For you, it's going to be like one serving and then
one
a half.
One serving. Yeah. Like, is it more or less than a pound of ground beef, would you say?
I don't know. It's probably about a pound. Probably a little more, maybe.
So it's a pound-ish. It's one serving for me.
Pound-ish.
Okay.
It's great, though. It's super, super good. I love it.
I'm going to give it a try. Okay, my hot dish. This is one that I've had in the back pocket for a while as well. It's one of my staples. It's one of my main food groups. And this week I've been having more than I usually do because they have these bags at Safeway now that they sell for – there's 7 of them in one bag. And it's like $7 for 7 of them. Avocados.
Oh, there you go.
I've been just – I mean, I put them with my salmon. I put them with my eggs. I make guacamole with them. They're so versatile. They go with everything. They're so good for you. Tastes great. I love them. I'm probably averaging 1.5 to 2 a day.
That's great. Avocados are so bomb. Versatile. Like, put them on anything.
They're also a fruit. Like, what? I remember someone picked them in a fruit draft and ahead of me because I wasn't thinking about
mind.
It. Yeah, I know. But yeah, avocados are
They're so good. What can they not do? All right. Rage Raves of the weekend. This is we're here. We're right there. I'd like to get ahead of my rage right now. And it's a little tough. It's a little tough because, I guess I'll just explain it. So actually, I have two. So my first one, this one's a lot more standard. Paper towel dispensers. These things stink. I can't stand, like, the one specifically at the gym I go to, it just doesn't work the way it should. I don't know why we're trying to get sensors where you scan your hand or wave it to get the paper towels. I just need a paper towel hanging and I will grab it with my hands. I don't need these sensors. I don't need a sensor sink. I don't need a sensor paper towel. I don't know who thought it was this genius idea that they're going to make these sensors that don't work in the bathrooms. I don't want to be in the bathroom longer than I need to be in the bathroom. Okay. You know, you go in there, you do your business, you do what you got to do. You wash your hands like a good boy. And get me out. I don't want to be messing with the dispenser. I don't want to be waving my hand looking like a dummy. Because then the guy at the other one, the one across, he gets it in one try. And I look like an idiot that doesn't know how to use sensors. I'm over it. I don't need sensors. Because I know a lot of paper towel dispensers, specifically my library, you just pull it. You just pull it out. There's no sensor involved. There's no technology. And that's easy.
But Trev, after you pull it and you pull that one out, does the next one always come out?
Yes, what if it does, Edward. Stuck? Doesn't
it
get
does?
Stuck.
Okay.
And if it does, okay. I'll put my little fingers out there. I don't care. I did that today, actually.
Yeah. Or most of them have a little twirler on the side. You can just twirl it.
Yeah, that I don't like. I don't need that. That's kind of – I don't like touching toilet flushers, and I don't like touching that thing. And
okay, but you're against sensors, though, and sensors are untouched.
You know what? If I touch that spinny thing, I'll just air dry. I'll just shake them. That's fine. I'll use my shirt. I'll shake them out.
What are your thoughts on the fast drying things where you put your hands down in the fast drying?
That's a great question, Edward. Crazy. You know what? My rage of the week's technology. I don't need that either. I don't need compressed air blowing my hands, especially when we have to like carefully put your hands in there like you're a spy secret agent and like pull them out. Don't need that. I need a paper towel dispenser.
I love those.
I don't like those.
Put them in there.
Again, I feel like an idiot. I'm like, people are walking by. It smells bad. People are farting. There's pee noises. It's gross. I don't want to be in there that long. I want to rip my paper towel, bang my hands dry, and get out. I don't want airflow. I don't want any of that. I just want to get out. So that's one of my rages of the week.
Okay, hey, good to know.
My next rage of the week, this one's tough. I'm just going to say it. So it's loud people in the library. I don't get it. I don't know why you'd go to the library with your friends and start talking. I've spent a lot of time in the library this week just because it was like after spring break, got to get going. I wanted to just get back on everything, get on top of my stuff. It drives me nuts. There is people in the library I can hear through my AirPods. I'm like, why are you in the library? If you want to talk, you want to have a good time, like go to the park, go to a empty classroom, go to your house, go to the beach. I don't understand people that go to the library and talk loudly. And I don't have any sympathy for it. After saying that, I did watch the national championship in the library, and I did have a small wager placed. And as a lot of people know, I'm a theatrical guy. I don't hide my emotions well, and I was freaking out a little bit during this. It was the first half under, which did catch, by the way. Had that at 70.5.
Barely.
But what I did was, in the club in Cabo, I found $5 in the ground, so I put a $5 bet. So now I turn that $5 into $9, which is half a burrito here in California.
Nice.
But
nice.
So that was a little bit psycho because I remember I wrote down my loud people in the library bet the day before, or rage the day before. And then I found myself in the library watching that shit. And I was, but there was no noise. There was some fist pumps and there was some oh my gosh. But I wasn't being loud. So I don't think that counts because it wouldn't bother me if someone was doing that. Like, it's whatever. It's when I can hear people over my AirPods while I'm looking at my computer screen. That's my rage. That's what bothers me the most.
Based off the people that were being loud, were the kind of people that don't seem like they have a lot going on outside of the library.
Yeah, no.
Or were they like, yeah.
Because if you're sitting there yelling, there's no way you're working on your stuff. So why wouldn't you just go enjoy your life, and then when you need to work on your stuff, go to the library?
Yeah, I think most of their life probably revolves around the library. So they just like to bring their social life into the library. I don't know. That's just my guess. I don't spend a lot of time in the library, so I don't really know.
There was these people. Different. This is multiple people. There was some people across me talking about dirty stuff, and I could hear them talking about dirty stuff. It was
through AirPods.
It was crazy, Ed. It was
they're talking loud then,
real. Because they sat, they were like right across from me. Like I was looking at a computer, like facing me. They were looking at a computer facing them, and it was crazy, crazy. But I found a new spot that's a lot more quiet.
That's good.
Because
adapting.
I didn't realize the library was a freaking zoo. That was sassy. That was a little bit sassy.
Okay.
But it is true. It actually, like, usually my rage of the week are hard. This one wasn't hard. This one I was like, write that down.
Yeah. Piss me off. Just grinding your gears a little bit.
Yeah, it's because I don't want to be like they're making me spend more time in the library than I need to because I can't focus.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. Maybe that's why the librarians are always telling people to be quiet in the libraries. Now that I think about it.
I respect them. Librarians?
Okay.
Unsung heroes.
Okay. My rage. Picture this, Trev. It is Saturday morning. I just got about 4 hours of sleep. Not a lot of sleep was had Saturday. Just went to bed kind of late. And I get many calls from my mother in the morning at about 8:40, 9 o'clock, just going crazy that I need to get my stitches taken out of my chin. And I keep telling her, Mom, they're dissolvable. They're dissolvable, right? But they thought that they were still in there because I hadn't shaved that area.
Oh.
So they thought they were still in there. So I get drugged out of bed to go get my stitches taken out. And the nurse looks at the stitches. And she's like rubbing it, or not where the stitches were, like rubbing it, trying to find them. She's like, I don't think there's anything in there, but I'll keep looking, just rubbing it. It's kind of hurting because it's like still kind of tender right there. Just trying to find these stitches weren't there. And I go, oh my God, they were dissolvable. Like I've been saying this entire time. So that was very annoying because then I didn't get any sleep that night.
So it's the original
because I had to go get my face stitches taken out.
With Ben Daddy, your mom?
Ben Daddy. Yep. And she knows it too.
Wow.
She knows I was very frustrated about that.
I don't like you taking a shot at Ben Daddy like that, Ed. I can't sit here and stand for
that. She knows. She knows. No.
All right. Well, I'm on Ben Daddy's side.
That was messed up.
She was being cautious.
She was being a little too cautious after I told her that they were dissolvable.
Yeah. Well, you did go.
I did get a pound of ground beef for the treble, but.
Wow.
It's all right.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
So yeah, that was my rave.
All right, I'll get into my rave. I also kind of have two raves of the week. They both are well deserving, and I can't pick between them either. First off, the water pick. This is a flossing device that uses water. It's a little water jet. It's awesome. It's so nice. I didn't have it. It's mainly my rave because I didn't have it during Cabo, and I felt so dirty. My mouth felt gross, and I was. I was more happy than I thought I was going to be to get home and water pick. Because before I went to Cabo, I didn't love doing it every night, but I did it every night because I'm like, oh, it cleans me out. But once I didn't have it for a week, I grew a huge appreciation for it. And I was like, oh my gosh. Because it gets things you didn't even know you had in there. And it's wild. And you just feel so like clean and plaque-free, and I love it.
How long have you had the water pick for?
Probably
year and a half.
But I have two. I got a new one like 6 months ago.
How much would one have to invest to get a water pick?
I want to say it's like $30, like depending on the model you get.
Really?
They're not that expensive.
$30?
Yeah.
Is that thing I saw in your bathroom, that big tall like glass thing on the top?
Exactly, that's a water pick. You can get a water pick for about $30-$40.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
I know what I'm
maybe doing. A little more if you want a little more premium. It's awesome. Yeah. And I hate flossing. I don't like the picking it. I don't like when my gums bleed. I don't like pulling it. I don't think I feel like there could still be food in there, even though I put the floss in. I like the water.
What about the little pick floss ones? The little like single use ones.
Okay. Yes, but the problem with that, you're using the same piece of little floss on every crevice. So by the time I get to that last crevice, that thing's filthy.
Not if you're just running water under it. You're just run water.
Yeah, I guess. Also, I have a permanent retainer on my bottom front teeth, and the water the pick isn't getting there. The only thing that gets in there is the water pick, or you have to use this like dumb little loop of plastic and tie it to the floss, and then poke it through, and it hurts. So no, I do a water pick.
I knew rage. I just totally remembered a good rage. I lost my like retainer thing. And the gap, because I like a little gap in between my two front teeth, because I never had braces or anything.
Uh-huh.
I just had like a little like small direct clip thing, and I just kept using the same one over and over again. And now this gap is coming back, because I haven't used it in like 2 weeks.
No
so
way.
It's like fully
that's
coming
sick.
Back.
I don't need a rocket gap.
I don't want a gap.
I think you can look pretty good with a gap, Edward.
No, I don't think people just like look good with gaps. I think it's just kind of a universal like gaps are not a cool, good thing to have. So I've been scavenging my room for this thing, trying to find it. But you know what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna take my brother's old like rubber bands that he used to use for his braces. He has like packs of them that they're still new, and try to wrap it before I go to bed every night.
Just
see if I can close the gap.
Just
around the because that's the only thing that changes in my teeth is those two front teeth. Just spread.
So when I had braces in like high school, middle school, they gave me a gap. So for like 2 months, I had a straight up gap. Like a month, I had a straight up gap. Because they were like expanding my teeth out, I think, so I could bring them back in straight. But I had like a fat gap in my two front teeth, and I hated it.
Dang.
It was like,
dang, yeah.
I had braces on, so I like had the weird looking braces and the freaking gap. It sucked.
And see, I never had braces.
You know what I think is
going to
be cool?
I'm kind of mad I didn't now.
Is in like 50 years, they're not going to use braces. And they're gonna be like, people used to put metal things and glue them to their teeth in their mouth and tighten them down to make their teeth look good. We're like, in the future, they'll just be like, oh, just put this little thing in and boom, now your teeth are straight.
Yeah, oh, for sure. People
crazy.
Are like, what the hell were braces?
It's
going
to be like when people used to wear headgear. You know those big headgears
you
used to wear?
Yeah.
It seemed like that.
Dude,
like, why would
my brother used to wear headgear.
No way.
Yeah, he is a really messed up. He has to get jaw surgery when he's like 25 or something. Yeah,
oh,
brutal.
That's unfortunate. But he looks good. Yeah. I think his teeth didn't look bad.
No, it's not his teeth. His jaw is like misplaced. So he like, dude, he can't breathe out of his nose like at all. He like never breathes out of his nose.
Whoa.
And it always like shocks him, like Willie, like what? Like you're always breathing through your mouth. He's like, yeah, like he's a definition of a mouth breather. He's just like just constant.
I'm kind
like,
of
just
my nose always stuffed, so I'm always breathing out of my mouth because allergies.
Yeah, but Willie, like the way he's like jaw shaped, he like can't. It's weird,
that's
so he has
wild.
To get jaw surgery.
Oh, bummer.
But
it'd be better
yeah,
for
so
it.
That was your, so. That was your
oh,
rave.
Wait, I got another rave of the week.
You got another rave. Okay, yeah.
It is go librarians. For it. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, my second rave of the week is Zach Top. So this guy, I don't know if you know him. I may have shown you him, but he's a country guy that I've been listening to for like a year or so.
Why do I know that
year
name?
And a half.
Yeah.
Wait, he's so good. He just dropped an album last Friday. He's so good, man. He is like a true musician.
Zach Top.
He rips at guitar. He is such a good guitar player. It's insane. And he's awesome. His voice is really cool. His music is very original. I really like this guy. And he's definitely like big-ish. Like he's got, you know, decent following. But I just this guy better blow up. He's so good. He deserves it.
Yeah. Well, give me like a country music comp. Like is there anything one you could like kind of compare him to or no?
He's kind of like 90s style a little bit. Like it kind of sounds like nine. Like I'm not the
like
biggest...
wait, like 90s style country or 90s style like country. The music that you
yeah like, that, like
okay.
It's just different, but it's also new, and like his concepts are very like newish. I feel like, but he's just really good. It doesn't sound like kind of what you hear on the radio for the most part. But one of his songs is called "Sounds Like the Radio." But it's so good.
Nice.
Anyone listening to this, check out Zach Top. He's so good. He's got a new album
out. I'm definitely going to check out Zach Top.
Oh my gosh. I want to go to his concert so bad. But especially before he blows up, because he's like opening for like Lainey Wilson right and stuff right now.
Oh, sick.
But he's like one of the
right
first
now
openers.
Maybe I recognize his name because he's going to stage.
He is.
He is?
Saturday.
Oh, he is. Oh, sweet.
I'm Friday. Definitely the same. I think it's the first
right
day
now,
Friday.
Right now, he has 876.9K monthly listeners. So, yeah, he has not blown up yet, but definitely, like, getting there.
He's so good. So good. Him live is – he has this song, Use Me. It's, like, a little bit slower. His voice is nuts. He's so good at guitar. It's crazy. It's wild.
So you'd recommend going to see him live at
I was going to say church, that would be, like, the most person I wanted to see.
Wow. Okay. I'm gonna make a note. I'm gonna pencil that in right now.
But Zach Top. I mean, so many good songs. So many good songs. Sounds like the radio is sick.
Zach Top.
Yeah.
Sounds like the radio. Wow. Okay.
He's good.
I'm pumped to see him. Okay. I have two raves. Rave number one is Trevor Talks grinding out the 10K challenge in the library.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Trevor Talks didn't know how to edit, really, and he taught himself how to edit to do this video. So that was huge for the Outside Noise show in general. And now we have a video coming out because of Trevor Talks, because it was not going to happen because I didn't have the videos. I didn't know what I was doing. But I'm going to have to figure that out for the 100K challenge. But yeah, Trevor Talks is going to get the first video out, 31 minutes long, cut it up. So that's awesome.
I appreciate that, Edward.
Yep, rave number two. Is I'm a sporter back in full swing. I'm on the bowling team. I'm playing doubles tennis with my brother. I'm on the softball team. I'm playing volleyball. For some reason, I just love I'm a spring sports. I didn't play one winter sport. I didn't think I'd play a fall sport because I don't like to get hurt and it's just kind of bad weather. But the spring comes out and I'm playing. Last year, I played 5 or 6 sports in the spring. This year I'm only playing 4 or 5, I think. But yeah, last year I was playing soccer too, but it's just the best. Just cruising from volleyball to tennis to bowling to softball, all in the sun, just with your buds. Especially this year I get to play doubles with my brother. So I'm just super hyped about IMA Sports coming back in a swing.
That sounds so much fun. That sounds so awesome.
So much fun. IMA softball is actually the most fun sport, I think.
Dude, I want to play softball so bad. Fun. I used to go and hit balls with my grandpa and his team.
Nice.
It's just because they're playing on like kind of smaller fields because they're like it was like 70 and up and just cranking home runs. It was so fun. Is it fast pitch or slow pitch?
Slow pitch. Oh, and I'm actually the pitcher, but it's just
you
it's
would
slow
be the
pitch.
Pitcher.
You just got a lock. And I don't know. Yeah.
Are you good?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've been doing it for three. It's going to be my third year now doing it.
That's so awesome.
It's all about the loft. You gotta have it. You gotta have to have it have a sharp angle right as the batter is trying to swing. So it's like a steep
just
angle
straight
coming
down.
In
yeah, that would be hard to hit. We should do a league when you move down here.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure we could join a really fun like PB league with a bunch
my
of young
gosh.
And people.
We're for sure gonna do that.
For
that
sure.
Sounds awesome.
Okay. Definitely doing that. Yeah.
Right on.
That was my rave.
Well, I think that was a great episode, Edward. I love our. I think our.
And that was a great episode.
Wait. We got to get into the results of the draft.
Oh my gosh.
I do have the servers on, so I didn't see it.
Oh god. Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
Results of the draft.
So,
I have a bad feeling I'm gonna get smacked again.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4 people voted. Shout out Serena, Vic, Gooby, and Dom.
Oh no, it's a sweep. It's a clean sweep.
Actually,
I bet.
5 people voted. Because one of Vic's friend Kaylee, shout out Kaylee, voted.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Kaylee.
So the first pick, the first vote was for team one, which is Trevor Talks' team.
Okay.
Second vote, team two. She says,
oh,
team two, although the Orca Fin is throwing me off. Oh, wait. And then another team two from another friend, Morgan. So that's...
I think we met both of them. I think we met both Kaylee and Morgan when we were...
Yeah, we did, actually.
Yeah, remember?
Yeah, because they're... Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
They
shout out to them.
Morgan
and Gasparilla.
I think Mars was it? I don't know.
Morgan Moss? Morgan
Maybe
Moss.
Maybe we should sit on the show. Okay. So we have... Currently, we've got one team one vote, two team two votes. Gooby picked team one. So it's all tied up.
Okay.
It comes down.
Tied up. It's 2-2. It's coming down to Dom's vote.
2-2. This comes down to Dom Dalla. Dom Dalla picks team one. No. It was a great pick though. That was
no.
a great draft.
That was a
okay,
great
so
draft.
Trevor talks
I think
one.
It really was.
I had three votes. Edward had two. Still really good. We'll recap the list here.
I'm honestly shocked I got
for
any votes there.
Things we like to squeeze with our hands. My team was lemons, zipline, and another hand. Edwards was dog paw, baseball mitt, and orca whale fin. So,
yep.
Great. I think that was a great draft, though.
I'll stand by that.
No, that's a great pick. That. It's a great draft. All right, Ed. We did it.
Okay, this episode 12.
Episode 12 in the books.
Oh, hey. We might have a guest next week. You never know.
Yeah, I mean, that would be huge. That would be huge. The first ever guest will be a spectacle. Or the first ever video guest will be a spectacle.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, good appreciate stuff. Everyone listening, and we'll see you guys next week.
Have fun watching the Masters in Augusta National.
Augusta National, yeah.